It's Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. There's many ways to tune into the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Wisconsin's 41 Republican delegates voted to nominate Donald Trump. Democrats push campaign funding to Wisconsin, and experts offer tips to avoid mosquito bites this summer. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Republican National Convention kicks off this week with delegates and officials descending on Wisconsin to formally nominate former President Donald Trump as the GOP nominee. The gathering began Monday and runs through Thursday at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. A number of broadcast outlets will carry primetime speeches live each night, and the RNC is set to stream on a number of platforms, including YouTube. Trump is expected to formally accept his party's nomination at the convention and give a speech Thursday. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, his pick for running mate, is slated to speak to delegates on Wednesday. History in the making at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming on the floor of Fiserv Forum.
Madam Secretary, the great state of Wisconsin proudly casts all of its 41 votes for Donald J. Trump.
Trump is scheduled to address the convention tonight and announce Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. Protests at the Republican National Convention. Bob Haig has a story.
The coalition to march on the RNC, filling the streets of Milwaukee on Monday. Protesters traveled from as far away as California, Florida, and Nevada, as well as neighboring states, Minnesota and Illinois. There was no unified message, rather protesters focusing on issues like immigrant and reproductive rights, and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. The bottom line, a desire to be heard on a national stage. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking the U.S. Secret Service to ban guns in a wider area around this week's Republican National Convention. The request follows the weekend assassination attempt at a rally for former President Donald Trump. State law restricts local gun bans, and people will only be checked for weapons inside a security zone around Fiserv Forum. Evers says expanding the weapon checks will keep people safer in the outer security zone where many rallies and protests are planned. Democrats are trying to offer political counter-programming to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, announcing $15 million to fund campaign operations in seven key swing states. The Democratic investment comes despite some in the party continuing to call on President Joe Biden to bow out of November's election. The Democratic National Committee announced Tuesday it's transferring $15 million to state parties, meant to help them open more field offices and bolster staffing numbers. The funding will let the state parties add to the 217 existing coordinated campaign offices, already employing more than 1,100 staffers in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Mosquitoes are out in force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains, but you can beat the bugs with some simple tips. Raymond Newbert has a soundbite.
UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets.
If it's cooler, especially in the evening and you're fishing, and you can throw on long sleeve pants, long sleeve shirt, that's a physical barrier between your skin and the mosquitoes. Makes it a lot harder for them to bite you.
If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area, or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Mosquitoes have a hard time maneuvering in the breeze. If you are going to wear bug repellent, make sure it's tested by the EPA for safety and follow the instructions. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.